Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Money Module, Unit 5, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, you learn some questions and answers that will help you changing money. Before you go on to learn how to say these things, let's review them. Number 1.
麻烦你，我这儿有一张十块的。
Sorry to bother you, I have a 10 here.
请你给我换换。
Please change it for me.
你要怎么换？
How do you want to change it?
请你给我两张五块的吧。
Would you give me 2 5s, please? Number 2.
你们收美金不收？
Do you accept US currency?
对不起。我们不收美金。
I'm sorry, we don't accept US currency. Number 3.
请问，是不是在这儿换旅行支票？
May I ask, is it here I change traveler's checks?
是。
Yes.
今天的牌价是多少？
What's today's exchange rate?
今天的牌价是一块美金换一块九毛六人民币。
Today's exchange rate is $1 US to $1.96 人民币。Number 4.
这儿有没有银行？
Is there a bank here?
有。
Yes, there is. If you had any problems with these sentences, rewind the tape and work on them some more. If you understood them all, begin learning how to say them. Listen. We're at the desk of a hotel in Peking.
请你给我两张五块的。
Just as speakers of English talk about fives, tens, and twenties,When discussing money, so do speakers of Chinese. Repeat the word for fives.
五块的。五块的。
You've seen the marker de act in this way before, making nouns out of other parts of speech, as in bai de, the white ones. The counter for bills is the same as the counter for maps and other flat sheet-like things. Repeat 2 5s.
两张五块的。两张五块的。
Repeat, please give me 2 5s.
请你给我两张五块的。请你给我两张五块的。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker.
请你给我两张五块的。
Again.
请你给我两张五块的。
A good way to break in with a request for change is with a phrase such as, sorry to bother you. Listen.
麻烦你。麻烦你。
Literally, 麻烦你 is, I'm bothering you.With the subject 我 left out. Repeat to bother.
麻烦。麻烦。
Repeat, sorry to bother you.
麻烦你。麻烦你。
Then you might continue with a line like this.
我这儿有一张十块的。
Repeat the word for a 10 or tens.
十块的。十块的。
Repeat, $1 $10 bill.
一张十块的。一张十块的。
Repeat, I have a 10 here. Really something more like, on me here, there's a 10.
我这儿有一张十块的。我这儿有一张十块的。
Repeat, Sorry to bother you, I have a ten here.
麻烦你，我这儿有一张十块的。麻烦你，我这儿有一张十块的。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker.
麻烦你，我这儿有一张十块的。
Try requesting for change from the beginning. I'll give you the English and you put it into Chinese. Sorry to bother you.
麻烦你。
I have a ten here.
我这儿有一张十块的。
Please give me two fives.
请你给我两张五块的。
Or you might have asked for change in another way. It starts out like this.
请你给我换换。
Repeat the main verb of the sentence, to change.
换。换。
The verb to change, 换, in this sentence is in reduplicated form. Reduplicating the verb softens the request here. Repeat this reduplicated form.
换换。换换。
Notice that the verb to change, 换换, is not the only verb in the sentence. There is also 给, to give. You've seen this before in sentences such as, 请你给我看看, please give me it to look at. But in this sentence, 请你给我换换, 给, does not have its full meaning as a verb, to give. Instead, it has the role of a prepositional verb meaning for. Please change it for me. Repeat, please change it for me.
请你给我换换。请你给我换换。
Let's try the conversation again. I'll give you the English line by line. Sorry to bother you.
麻烦你。
I have a ten here.
我这儿有一张十块的。
Please change it for me.
请你给我换换。
The next thing you could hear in the conversation might be something like this.
您要怎么换？
请你给我两张五块的吧。
Repeat the question word how.
怎么？怎么？
You'll notice that the desk clerk does not use a reduplicated form of the verb 换 in the question. Since this question is in no way an inconvenience, there's no need to soften the request by using a form such as 换换. Repeat, how do you want to change it?
您要怎么换？
Just like 什么时候, when, the question word 怎么, how, is an adverb and goes before the verb. How do you say, how do you want to change it?
您要怎么换?
Ask the question again. This time you'll get a reply.
您要怎么换?
请你给我两张五块的吧。
Again.
您要怎么换？
请你给我两张五块的吧。
Notice that in the answer, would you give me two fives, please? The marker ba is used. This, as you know, softens the request. Repeat, would you give me two fives, please?
请你给我两张五块的吧。请你给我两张五块的吧。
Try responding to the question now. You want two fives.
您要怎么换？
请你给我两张五块的吧。
Again.
您要怎么换？
请你给我两张五块的吧。
Now let's turn to another situation concerning money. We're in a store. Listen.
你们收美金吗？
对不起，我们不收。
Repeat the verb to accept or receive.
收。收。
Repeat the word for U.S. currency, literally American gold.
美金。美金。
Repeat, do you accept American currency?
你们收美金吗？ 你们收美金吗？
Try asking the question again. You'll get a reply. Do you accept U.S. currency?
你们收美金吗？
对不起，我们不收。
Again.
你们收美金吗？
对不起，我们不收。
After learning that they don't accept U.S. currency, you'll need to find out a few more things. Listen.
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
有，就在那儿。
Repeat. Well, where do I change it?
在哪儿换呢？在哪儿换呢？
Up until now, you've seen the marker 呢 used after single words, 他呢 and him, or short phrases, 他爱人呢 and his wife. Now you see it used after a whole sentence. It's still used to show that you're referring back to something that was just said. The feeling is something like, well, where do I change it? Repeat the question again.
在哪儿换呢？在哪儿换呢？
Another question follows. Listen.
这儿有没有银行？
You've seen the verb and its negative used to make questions before, as in, 这儿有英文报没有？ Here you see a variation of this. Instead of being tagged at the end of the sentence, the negative choice 没有 comes immediately after the positive choice 有. Notice that 没有 does not lose its tone in this position. Repeat, is there a bank here?
这儿有没有银行？这儿有没有银行？
Try using this method to form some questions. Put the following English questions into Chinese. Do you accept American currency?
你们收不收美金？
Do you sell newspapers here?
你们这里卖不卖报？
Is there a bank here?
这儿有没有银行？
Now repeat, well, where do I change it? And is there a bank here? Together.
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
Try it again. This time you'll get a reply. Well, where do I change it? Is there a bank here?
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
有，银行就在那儿。
Again.
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
有，银行就在那儿。
Listen to the whole conversation now. We're in a store.
你们收美金吗？
对不起，我们不收。
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
有，银行就在那儿。
Now you try it. First, ask if they accept U.S. currency. Then, ask where you can change it. Is there a bank here?
你们收美金吗？
对不起，我们不收。
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
有，银行就在那儿。
Try it again. Is U.S. currency accepted? Where can you change it? Is there a bank here?
你们收美金吗？
对不起，我们不收。
在哪儿换呢？这儿有没有银行？
有。银行就在那儿。
At the bank office, you might ask this question.
请问，是不是在这儿换钱？
是，是在这儿换。
You'll notice that the verb 是 is used in both the question and answer here. This is the 是 used to point out the center of interest as in sentences with 是的 such as 他是昨天来的。You'll notice that 是 is used here in the same place in the sentence. Repeat the answer, yes, it is here that you change it.
是，是在这儿换。是，是在这儿换。
You'll also notice that although this is the 是 used to focus on some aspect of the action rather than the action itself, there is no marker 的 to accompany it at the end of the sentence. This is because we're not talking about a completed action. How do you say, yes, it is here that you change it?
是，是在这儿换。
Now let's look at the question. The question is formed using the positive and negative forms of the verb 是. Focusing on some action of the detail, here the location. Repeat, is it here I change money?
是不是在这儿换钱？是不是在这儿换钱？
Repeat, may I ask, is it here I change money?
请问，是不是在这儿换钱？请问，是不是在这儿换钱？
Try asking the question yourself now. You'll get a reply this time. May I ask, is it here I change money?
请问，是不是在这儿换钱？
是，是在这儿换。
Again.
请问，是不是在这儿换钱？
是，是在这儿换。
The conversation might continue like this.
你要换多少？
我这儿有100块美金的旅行支票。
Repeat the word for check.
支票。支票。
Repeat the verb to travel.
旅行。旅行。
Repeat the words for traveler's check, literally travel check.
旅行支票。旅行支票。
The word for 100 is buy. Repeat, $100.
一百块。一百块。
Repeat, $100 US.
一百块美金。一百块美金。
As you know, the marker 的 can be put at the end of a phrase so that the whole phrase can modify something.Here we use the marker de after the amount of money, $100 US, to modify traveler's checks. Repeat, $100 US in traveler's checks.
一百块美金的旅行支票。一百块美金的旅行支票。
How do you say traveler's checks?
旅行支票。
How do you say...$100 US in traveler's checks.
一百块美金的旅行支票。
Repeat, I have $100 US in traveler's checks.
我这儿有一百块美金的旅行支票。我这儿有一百块美金的旅行支票。
Try responding to the question yourself now. You have $100 US in traveler's checks.
你要换多少？
我这儿有一百块美金的旅行支票。
Again.
你要换多少？
我这儿有一百块美金的旅行支票。
Your next question might be,
今天的牌价是多少？
一块美金换一块九毛六人民币。
Repeat exchange rate.
牌价。牌价。
Repeat today's exchange rate.
今天的牌价。今天的牌价。
Repeat, what's today's exchange rate?
今天的牌价是多少？今天的牌价是多少？
Notice that the verb 是 is used here. How do you say, what's today's exchange rate?
今天的牌价是多少？
Ask the question again. This time you'll get a reply.
今天的牌价是多少？
一块美金换一块九毛六人民币。
Again.
今天的牌价是多少？
一块美金换一块九毛六人民币。
Repeat the word for currency of the People's Republic of China.
人民币，人民币。
Repeat, $1.96, 人民币。
一块九毛六人民币，一块九毛六人民币。
Repeat, $1 US to $1.96, 人民币。
一块美金换一块九毛六人民币，一块美金换一块九毛六人民币。
Here the verb 换 means something like can be changed for. It equates the two amounts for exchange. How do you say $1 US to $1.96 人民币？
一块美金换一块九毛六人民币。
Try answering the question yourself now. It's $1 US to $1.96 人民币。
今天的牌价是多少？
一块美金换一块九毛六人民币。
Again.
今天的牌价是多少？
一块美金换一块九毛六人民币。
What's the word for US currency?
美金。
What's the word for PRC currency?
人民币。
What's the verb to exchange or to change?
换。
Now let's review what we've covered on this tape.Put the following sentences into Chinese. Number one. Sorry to bother you, I have a 10 here.
麻烦你，我这儿有一张十块的。
Please change it for me.
请你给我换换。
How do you want to change it?
你要怎么换？
Would you give me 2 fives, please?
请你给我两张五块的吧。
Number two. Is there a bank here?
这儿有没有银行？
Yes, there is.
有。
Number three. Do you accept US currency?
你们收不收美金？
I'm sorry, we don't accept US currency.
对不起，我们不收。
Number four. May I ask, is it here I change traveler's checks?
请问，是不是在这儿换旅行支票？
Yes.
是。
What's today's exchange rate?
今天的牌价是多少？
$1 US to $1.96 人民币。
一块美金换一块九毛六人民币。
This is the end of the tape. End of Money Module Unit 5, Production Tape 1.